Kelso stood before the two boys, his seaweed green eyes surveying them coldly. All right, talk. What did you want in here? Rick and Scotty remained quiet. Don't make me beat it out of you, Kelso warned. Rick thought quickly. He jerked his thumb at Carrots.
You can blame him. First he dumped half a ton of menhaden on us. Then he took a shot at me while I was climbing the old tower.
Why were you climbing the tower? Marbeck demanded quickly. Rick shrugged, nonchalantly, he hoped.
Why does anyone climb a tower? Just for the fun of it.
Carrots snorted. Nuts. Then why didn't you go all the way to the top? Red Kelso's eyes swiveled from his son to the boys. Let's cut the comedy, he snapped. Jimmy had nothing to do with your coming here. Now, give us a straight story or you'll suffer for it. Rick's mind was working at top speed. He couldn't tell them everything, but he might be able to stall.
You warned us, he said, twice. Anyway, we thought it was you, then your son just admitted it.
He grinned at Kelso.
We had to find out why you were warning us, didn't we?
Red looked at Carrots and then at Brad. I told you it was a mistake to try to warn him off, he grated. All right, did you find out why we warned you?
We didn't have time, Scotty pointed out. We had just arrived when we got caught.
Brad Marbeck's high voice was cold. Do you think my coming here is funny? Scotty's reply was equally cold. You're not trying to kid anyone that you tie up this pier before unloading your fish just because you want to be sociable, are you? Marbeck took a step forward. Red Kelso's hand on his shoulder restrained him. Rick held his breath, wondering if Scotty had said too much. Okay, you snoopers, Red said. You're going to take a nice long look around, see? You're going to do exactly what we say, and you're going to find out for yourselves just what's going on here. Now, how do you like that?
Fine, Rick said feebly.
There didn't seem to be anything else to say. Start at the house, Brad growled. Get going. On deck, Rick took a quick look around. Nothing had changed, nor was anyone in sight. With Carrot's rifle at their backs, he and Scotty marched to the side door of the hotel. Inside, Red Kelso pointed at another door. Open it and go downstairs. Step on it. We have it all night. Rick caught his breath. Why were they forcing them into the cellar? A little fearfully, he went down the stairs as Red snapped on lights. At the bottom of the steps, the three faced him. Start looking, Brad commanded. Go on, stick your noses in every corner. Get busy. He gave Scotty a shove that sent him staggering in the direction of the coal cellars. Then Red Kelso gave Rick a hard push that landed him on his knees. The boy stood up again and looked around uncertainly. What do you want us to do? Look, Red snapped. That's what you came for. Look in every blasted corner until you're satisfied there's nothing more to look for. Now, get going. And Rick and Scotty looked. Even though they knew now nothing would be found in the old house, they had no choice. With the three hovering over them, they searched in corners, under stairs, in vents. They sounded walls and wrapped floors. As they passed through the kitchen, four men were playing cards, evidently members of Brad's crew. They inspected the butler's pantry and even the refrigerator. Then they were pushed on through the upper first floor rooms and up the stairs. Rick was tired of the whole affair, but every time he hesitated, Brad or Red gave him a headlong shove that kept him moving, and always Carrots was behind with the rifle.